T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a terminology called stir crazy. It is actually a technical term. Stir crazy means you are psychologically disturbed, especially as a result of being confined or imprisoned. So there are a lot of people experiencing stir crazy. China is experiencing stir crazy because a record number of citizens in China are filing for divorce after spending weeks with their significant other. They went stir crazy. Some of you confined to your home, working from your home, not going out, nowhere to really go, nothing to really do. You're going stir crazy. And I thought about people who are dealing with this new reality and being in a confined space for a significant period of time that you may not have the coping skills. In other words, you've never served time before. So you are now serving time and you don't know how to deal with it. So I said, you know what? Let me bring a guy on my show who served a lot of time for something he didn't do, because at least he's an expert in how not to go stir crazy. So I have with me my friend, Jimmy Gardner, who was a professional baseball player in West Virginia, spent more than 25 years in prison. Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Rashad?
I'm good, Jimmy. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good, man. At home and staying in place, trying to abide by the order.
Right. Yeah. I know you've spent a lot of time in prison, in confined spaces, and I'm talking about people being stir-crazy right now because they don't know how to handle these stay-at-home orders. You were wrongfully convicted, served decades in prison for something you never did. Now you're out, you're free, you're on the speaking circuit. You're married to a remarkable woman who happens to be a federal judge, and you're doing great with your life. Now, what are some tips, Jimmy, for people not to become stir crazy while in confinement?
Okay. I can share some of the things I did. In the beginning, I did a couple of years on solitary confinement. And what I learned how to do on solitary confinement was put an order to my day. When I wake up in the morning, I wake up praying. Then I would have opportunities throughout the day. I set up a schedule where I would spend an hour reading just books of prosperity, books about, you know, how to stay on point, you know, motivational, inspirational books. Then I would spend an hour to two doing my legal work. And that was either writing writs, mandamuses, prohibitions, or putting together various petitions. Then I would spend hours working out physically. And I would always have all of this stuff compartmentalized. And I'd have it in certain sections of the day. Then I would have time that I would just simply meditate. I would simply meditate and just practice on breathing in, breathing out correctly through my nose. I would do a number of things of this sort throughout every day, and I would have time for sleep. Sleep is the most important thing we can get. And I would also have time to just take care of myself mentally, physically, and spiritually in those areas. And I would do that on a regular basis, and that gave me an opportunity to have something to look forward to the next day. And I practiced my days and nights just having something to do. And in solitary confinement, I would make cards. I made cards out of different paper, and I would play solitaire with myself. I would do things to keep my mind off of negativity and keep myself focused on positives. you know, striving towards doing something. You know, not having a TV in the room, not having a radio, just having opportunity to have books, opportunity to really just get personal with oneself. And I really grew from that experience. And I would recommend to each and everyone out there, you know, just find quality time for yourself and understand who you are and just try to become the best you. And those of us who have families, you know, those of us who have families, take this time to really appreciate your family, to really appreciate, you know, having children, having a partner there with you that loves you and cares for you. You know, that's what I'm doing with my wife. You know, we're just spending time together. But it's a time, I believe it's a time and a place for everything, and I believe everything happens for a reason. And it's kind of like we got the reset button going right now. And it's giving us an opportunity as people to really appreciate what's most important, family.
You know, Jimmy, you were incarcerated for something you did not do, so I'm sure that was on your mind as well. And you're saying one of the keys to a successful confinement is routine and becoming more self-aware, working on yourself. Those are the two keys.
Yes, yes. And you know, I encourage everyone, you know, myself, my higher power got me through the situation, and it gives you something to really rely upon. You know, as human beings, we can't do this by ourselves. And we have to be capable of having a mindset that there's a higher power. And whatever individuals call their God or the individual they look at as a higher power, that's good. Become as close as possible to understand and know that you're going through something right now and it's purposeful. And it gives you an opportunity to get clarity in your life, gives you an opportunity to just become more healthy and just more in tune with life and on point. And that's just how I did it throughout my incarceration time of 27 years of false incarceration in the state of West Virginia. And it just so happened today is my day of release, April 1st, 2016.
Wow.
I came home.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is the anniversary day for you.
Yes, this is my four-year anniversary. In fact, about this time, about 9:15, 9:30, I was at the courthouse getting ready for the hearing. After the hearing, I came home April 1st, 2016. Yes.
Brother, we're glad to have you here, and we're glad to know that you are continuing the advocacy work that you're doing. If people want to get in touch with you to either book you for a speaking event in the future or to do something with you online, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, you can reach me. I'm on www.jcgardnerspeaks. That's my webpage. info@jcgardnerspeaks is my email. You can reach me there. I'm on a number of social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, JC Gardner Speaks. You can reach me at any of those. My business page on Facebook is JC Gardner Speaks 2, the number 2. And you can reach me there for bookings and just information, mentoring, whatever the topic may be. But I want to say quickly to all out there, you know, incarcerated individuals right now, they're going through something that most of us don't have an understanding about. You know, these individuals right now are going through being locked in those cells, and they don't have an opportunity to really make a lot of movement. And God forbid this COVID-19 enters into the prisons and jails, because it will be just horrible. You know, myself, while inside, we went through a couple of different outbreaks. We had the scabies outbreak. We had different types of flesh-eating disease outbreaks. This happens inside, and the administration, they do their best to control it. But something of this magnitude, this COVID-19, it will literally just run through like wildfire in that institution. So I want all of us just keep our prayers out. Man, those of us who have family members that are incarcerated, loved ones, call your local commissioners of corrections. Get in touch with the governor, get in touch with individuals, find out if there is protocols that are being set for individuals inside and how they're going to deal with individuals in case this COVID-19 gets inside of these prisons and jails. And this is
well
so
said.
Serious. Yes.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you all the time, my friend. Look forward to seeing you in the future, okay?
Thank you, Rashad. Best man. Look here. You keep doing good things, man. I'm so proud of you, brother. Yes, sir.
Proud of you too, man. 404-892-8255. 2703. That gets you into conversation today. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.